Okay, so we're starting day six. Normally when I start clinics, I start on a Tuesday evening. So day six is Monday morning. Monday morning is interesting. I will sometimes get calls from people from stop smoking clinics. More often than that, though, I hear about it the evening when they show up. They come in on Monday night that, you know, the weekend just wasn't that bad. It wasn't as bad as they were anticipating. You know, they had some rough moments, but it wasn't as bad as they thought. But Monday morning comes, and it's like, oh my gosh, these people didn't want to get out of bed. They didn't want to get going. They just seem to have no motivation, and they're really concerned about this. You know, they just quit smoking, and now they just don't seem to want to get out of bed and get going on a Monday morning. These are people who have not wanted to get going on a Monday morning since kindergarten. You've got to be so careful at this point in time not to write off every bad feeling or every indifferent feeling to the fact that, oh, I just quit smoking. Now, it's life going on without smoking. Now, the other thing that may have hit on a Monday morning is they were anticipating the weekend to be bad. When I left Friday night, they were worried, oh, the weekend, how am I going to get through the weekend? There's no meeting, I'm on my own, this is so scary. Well, when they go to bed on Sunday night, it's going to be like, wow, I got through that without smoking, and they'll go to sleep. And then they wake up in the morning with the feeling like, oh, now they've been through the worst, it should all be over now. And as soon as you start to feel that something should all be over, when you do get a thought, and again, it was the first Monday morning, it had its triggers. When you do get that thought, totally unprepared for it. You were working with the basis, it's all over now, and there's still new experiences that are going to happen. So you need to be cautious about that. On the Monday session of the clinics, it's where I really start to focus on some aspects that I didn't hit before. Things that if I had tried to bring up on day one, two, or three, they wouldn't have believed it. They would have thought that I was totally out of my mind. And what I do at this point in time is I start posing questions to the group, saying that, okay, last week we were focusing on how lousy you felt from not smoking. I mean, that was what was first and foremost on people's mind. They were having this symptom and that symptom, and they were just annoyed by the whole thing. They had nothing good to show on day one, two, or three. They were, except the fact that they quit smoking, which was a really good thing to show, but at the time, it doesn't seem that important when you're in the middle of withdrawal. Now, though, there are benefits that are starting to show up. And I'll start asking people, before I start to put on the table what reactions are that are improvements, I'll start asking people, you know, what benefits did you have? Common things you're going to hear, people are going to realize pretty quick. They're breathing better. It's one of the first things they notice. They seem like they have more energy than they did before. On the Monday morning issue, they don't want to get out of bed on a Monday morning, but there's probably one thing that may have changed for a number of people in the group. They used to have an alarm clock, and when that alarm clock would go off, they'd want to kill it. It would be a type of thing like they didn't get enough sleep. They were tired. They're just, you know, they were wiped out. And they had to get up because the alarm was telling them it's time to get up, but, you know, they wouldn't have gotten up without it. You'll now find some people say they're all of a sudden, they're waking up before their alarm clock. Or when the alarm clock goes off, all of a sudden, they really do have energy to get out of bed. Now, these are people who were convinced when they were smoking that they needed cigarettes to get up, to get energy, to get going. And yet, when they quit smoking, they'll find out they had more energy now than they ever had when they were smoking. Many times, people are already feeling calmer. Now, again, if I told people this the first day, and again, I mentioned to them the first day that they will calm down, but they don't believe it. At this point in time, there are a fair number of people in the group who are calming down. And what's interesting is they're often the same people who have more energy. And it sounds like, you know, opposing terms. How can you be calmer and have more energy? Well, calm means when there's nothing going wrong, you're okay. You're not, you know, nervous. You don't have this, you know, deep-seated anxiety coming out of nowhere, which was basically a drug withdrawal state that you didn't know was occurring. That's, you know, being calmer now. You don't have those effects. Energy is if you have to get up and do things and you have, you know, physical demands, you can do them now. And some people are noticing these things already. There's sometimes people who are already noticing improvements in their sleep. I mean, there's things that really will be getting better. Not just better from withdrawal. I'm talking about feeling better than you ever did when you were a smoker. And these things are going to start to materialize. And I'll try to get them out of the group without me bringing them up first. And then I will start to, you know, put stuff out on the table. Some people, are getting improvements and they're not going to know it because no one tells them that it's happening, and they forgot how bad it was before. They won't notice until they're forced to push their old limit. The example that I normally use, I said, it'll be like when you go to a person's home, a friend or family member who, they live on a third or fourth floor, and they don't have an elevator. Now, I'm not saying when you were a smoker, you were such a, you know, impaired person. You were so crippled, you couldn't get up to their apartment. You did. You actually used to go up to three or four flights of steps. But what would happen is, you'd be kind of winded when you'd get up to three or four flights of steps. What would happen is, you'd knock on the door, they'd answer it, they'd go, hello, you'd go, and that'd be the conversation. You'd be out of breath. You couldn't talk. Well, now all of a sudden, you go to this person's house for the first time. Again, it may be a week after you quit, it may be months after you quit. You'll go up the stairs, you'll knock on the door, they'll go hello, you'll go hello, and you realize, oh my God, I never had that conversation before. And you'll see, again, an improvement that you have now from not smoking. So there are things that are going to happen over time, and you want to acknowledge them when they happen. You want to make a mental note. Or, if you made the list that I talked about, the first video that I wanted you to watch, add it to your list. Look what's better now than when I was smoking. That can be a powerful tool. I'm going to attach a few videos today. Again, yesterday I didn't because I was saying there really wasn't anything new that needed to be hit. Today there are a few concepts that I do want to get into. And it really is starting to think longer range and look longer range and be prepared for certain things that will happen. The important ones that I'm going to put in here today, there will be two video weeks. One of them is how people were avoiding things and how they thought they could never do them, and now how important it is to really start doing these things, putting yourself into environments that you just know you can't get through without smoking, because you're going to know that you can get through them without smoking by getting through them. The other one I'm going to attach now is a weight control video. And I think it's about 20 minutes. I don't remember the exact length, but I think it's about a 20-minute video. And it will be covering weight control issues. It's time to deal with this. Some people say, no, this is still too soon. You know, and they're still eating everything in sight. And that can be a problem. The first few days I was having you go to extra foods in the sense of, drink more juice. Keep the blood sugar level up. That is not an issue anymore. Your blood sugar should be stabilizing now. So you may have to eat differently than before, and the video will go into that, those aspects. But you don't want to now just be taking extra calories because I got to put something in my mouth. That is something that's going to cause you trouble if you stick with that format now. So there will be attached videos today and then a few articles. I will have a web page at the end of this video to link over to so you know which videos to go to and which articles to read. So you really are through the worst. It's a matter now of getting through still a day at a time. Still waking up saying, I'm not going to smoke today. Still going to bed at the end of the night, congratulating yourself for doing it. Things will continue to get better and better. There will be new things that will come up. Again, you don't learn how to do everything the first week you quit smoking. We just got through a Thanksgiving holiday here yesterday. So people who quit smoking in this session, let's say, that this is their sixth day of not smoking, they learned how to deal with their first Thanksgiving. They don't have a clue how to deal with Christmas. You don't know how to deal with New Year's. You do not know how to deal with a summertime of holiday. You don't know lots of things yet on how to do without a cigarette, but you're going to learn. You're going to learn the way you did what you did this week, encountering a whole bunch of new things, one after another. And again, in the beginning, on top of drug withdrawal, and getting through every single one of them. Now it's a matter of getting through the new things that happened today. But there won't be as many new things. There will be some, but it won't be everything from the time you wake up to the time you went to bed. You're going to have done a lot of things already, and you are going to be repeating those things now. And the more often you repeat these things, the less cigarettes will be triggered into them. And it'll get to a point you won't think about cigarettes during most of these activities as you get more experience under your belt. People always ask, well, how long before I don't want a cigarette when I do this or when I do that? It's not an issue of time. It's an issue of experience. It's how long before you do these activities over and over a few times before you break the associations. Okay, I'm getting close to the 10-minute mark here, and I'm trying to keep these under 10 minutes. Go to the page that's linked at the end, and it really will give you guidelines of what to do today, you know, to help you stay on this, you know, quest to never take another puff.